ओम ज्ञानति निरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः.
By seeing Krishna's lotus feet, a devotee feels that his life is fulfilled, and those lotus feet deliver us from the ocean of birth and death. Samsara kumbhatiro taranavalam, those who have fallen in the well of material life, those lotus feet of Krishna, they are the only support. So Krishna, he comes to this world to show those lotus feet, to show his pastimes that others can't remember them. And Krishna was very busy when he was here. Of course, sometimes he would simply lie down and he would have his lotus feet massaged by his devotees. But he had many wonderful pastimes, and he showed, he gave his darshan to so many different people. Krishna was born in Mathura, but just immediately after his birth went to Vrindavan. Yeah. Although those who are completely partial to Vrindavan, they say that actually this description of Bhagavatam isn't completely correct. Actually, he was born in Vrindavan also. So after performing pastimes in Vrindavan for some time, Krishna went to Mathura. But even when he was in Vrindavan, sometimes he would go here and there to different places. He went, when his father, Nanda Maharaj, was kidnapped by Varuna, he also went to Varuna Loka. He entered within the water, and Varuna said, actually, I know I've committed an offense by kidnapping your father, but I wanted to see you. So Krishna said, all right, that's all right. So in the meantime, all the aquatic living beings, they got the darshan of Krishna. Then when he killed Trinavatasura, he went way up into the sky. And all the creatures living up in the sky, they also got darshan of Krishna. So after some time, he went to Mathura, and all the Mathura Vasis, the residents of Mathura, got darshan of him. And from time to time, Jarasandha would bring big, huge armies, and they would all get darshan of Krishna just before they got killed by him. Then, after some time, Krishna transferred all the inhabitants of Mathura he made the city of Dwarka, and he transferred all the inhabitants of Mathura at night when they were sleeping. They woke up. So, Krishna was very much attached to the Pandavas, his friends, who were living in Hastinapur. So, Krishna would regularly go up and down between Dwarka and Hastinapur. So on the way, he would visit all the different places, and all the people in the different villages and towns along the way would have his darshan. They'd be very happy to see him. When he also went to the ashram, he spent some time in the ashram of Sandipani Muni, that's in the center of modern India. So at that time, he also, after he finished his studies, Sandipani Muni said, I'm your guru, so now you have to give me some dakshina. So he knows, he doesn't want to get any ordinary dakshina from Krishna. He wanted to show that Krishna is Krishna. He said, some time ago, I lost my son. He died. So bring him back. That will be your dakshina. Bring back my dead son. So Krishna, after journeying to the sea, and he went into the sea and again gave his darshan to all the aquatics. Then he searched, he went down to the place of Yamaraj. No, actually first he went to Yamaraj. So this way he gave his darshan to Yamaraj also. The Yamaraj said, not me. That's some demon called Panchajanya. So the Panchajanya was in the form of a conch. So after killing him, Krishna took the conch as his his conch for blowing. Panchajanya Hrishikesh. So, in the course of this journey, he also took a stopover to see Bali Maharaj. Then, during his pastimes, Krishna visited so many different countries. He went to Kundina to collect Rukmini, and he went to different places collecting wives. So in this way, he visited different parts of the country. When Satyajit stole this jewel, Siamantika jewel, he chased him. Then also when this Pundraka rascal, he was imitating Krishna. So at that time, Krishna also visited Kashi, modern city of Varanasi. So then again, when He went to with Bhima and Arjuna to see Jarasandha. They went to the what's now Bihar, still a wild place, dangerous place. So in this way, Krishna visited so many different parts of the country. He went to Kurukshetra. In this way, Krishna showed his lotus feet to so many different people throughout the modern land of India, which is therefore considered so sacred. And he also went to different parts of the planetary systems. He also benedicted the heavenly planets by going there. When Satyabhama wanted some, she wanted Parijata tree. So Krishna went to the heavenly planets. He even went beyond all the planetary systems and throughout the whole coverings of the universe. When he visited Mahavishnu, who had stolen the sons of a Brahmana in Dwarka. So surrounding the universe there are layers of earth, water, fire, air, ether. So Krishna went through all these coverings, and there are living beings in all these coverings. So Krishna benedicted them all. So Krishna comes to give mercy. In this verse we're reading today, Sambhavami Atmamaya. Krishna says, I come by my own potency, my own energy, Atmamaya. Maya means potency, energy. Maya also means mercy. So another way this verse can be understood is that Krishna appears out of his own mercy. So both understandings are correct. Krishna appears by his own potency, out of his own mercy. But why does Krishna come? That is his mercy. Because he wants to make himself available to his devotees. So we'll just finish with one prayer of Kunti Devi, which... Which expressed the mood of devotees, how happy they are to see Krishna. Yeah. Kunti Devi was so happy to see Krishna, she didn't want him to go. So today we are celebrating Krishna's appearance in this world. We should pray also for Krishna's appearance in our hearts. Krishna's there, but we haven't seen him. He doesn't appear to be present to us, because we haven't developed a dormant Krishna consciousness. So we will pray to Kunti Devi also, that she blesses us, that we may develop devotion in the same mood that she has. She prays to Krishna as follows. Tvai mai nanya vishaya matir matupate sukrit vatima vahatad adha gangai vaugamu dandati. This is verse 42. It's a very nice prayer. We should learn some of these prayers, and then we can become always happy by remembering these prayers to Krishna. Would you like to read that again? So Kunti finishes her prayers with another very beautiful prayer. Sri Krishna, Krishna Saka, Vrishni Vrishabhavani Drug, Rajanda Vamsha, Dahanana Pavarga Virya, Govinda Godvija, Surati Haravatara, Yogeshwara Kilo Guru, Bhagavan Namaste. It's very beautiful in Sanskrit, and it's very beautiful in the English translation. Is it rendered very nicely in your language also? It's very beautiful. So there are many, many, many beautiful prayers to Krishna, and many beautiful verses in Bhagavatam and other literatures describing Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing these verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, relishing the pastimes of Krishna. So let us do that. Krishna has appeared to give us the opportunity to remember him, and he has left his association in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is no different from him. So let us study these wonderful books, memorize these verses, and always be happy in remembering Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any question, please?
Is this the rule that a person who has impersonal liberation, that he should fall down to material world, or there are some exceptions that somebody went somewhere else?
Well, there's only two ways to go, up or down. Up means to the spiritual world. Prabhupada writes that very few, they may, from the impersonal Brahman, go to the spiritual world. Otherwise, avishuddha buddhaya aruhya kritrena param padam patat patantyatavana avishuddha. Otherwise, they, after so much trouble, they get up to the impersonal Brahman, but they neglect to worship Krishna, and as a result of that offense, again they fall down into the material world. That's the general case. Impersonalists are unfortunate. They're the most unfortunate. It means impersonalists who are envious of Krishna's lotus feet. They're the most unfortunate. So we should preach Krishna consciousness. Whatever we can, try and help others. We're very fortunate. We have this opportunity to celebrate Sri Krishna Janmashtami. Others are not fortunate. They're not taking interest in this. So we'll enjoy this festival, By glorifying Krishna, we become happy ourselves. But we'll also think how to spread this message of Krishna to others, so that others may be happy. So that now they're giving this holiday for Maria, but they should actually give the holiday for Janmashtami. They should do, but they don't know, so we have to inform them.
We pray that they will come.
Any other question? Why is the Yamuna called Kalindi?
Yes, yes.
She's the daughter of Kalinda. Kalinda is a mountain from which she flows, so she's called Kalindi. You like that name?
Yes.
It's a nice name, huh? Yamuna has 1,000 names, at least. And 1,000 names are recorded in the Sahasranama, Yamuna Sahasranama. She's also known as the daughter of the sun god. Her brother is Yamaraj. He's the son of the sun god. So if you bathe in the Yamuna, then by her grace, you won't meet Yamaraj in his normal post, his normal capacity. Have you had darshan of Yamuna?
Yes.
Everyone should go. Take darshan of Ganga, Yamuna, Mayapur, Vrindavan. I can understand. Is it Dasi or Devita?
Yes.
Well, generally, you say Devi Dasi. Just like you may say Kalindi Devi Dasi. Because Kalindi, Yamuna, is Devi, goddess. So that's actually giving a little more respect. If you say Dasi, that's also all right. The Devi can be understood to be either calling Kalindi Devi and giving respect to Kalindi.
That's the general understanding.
It can also be said that the Dasi is also Devi.
And the servant of Kalindi is also Devi. Because generally all men